What's up, everybody? Welcome to House Party, a Big Brother podcast, where tonight we'll be discussing two riveting episodes of Celebrity Big Brother, including a live veto and eviction. I'm Andrew Cox, and joining me, as always, is the guy who can't wait for Living Biblically on CBS.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be a real winner, I can tell. Multiple seasons, for sure.
It looks awesome. It's going places.
I love great Christian comedies. They always work wonders on cable networks.
Looks like a comedy graveyard.
Oh, yeah. That'll be... When I look back at like old seasons of Big Brother and you see the advertisements pop up and you're like, what on earth is that show? As soon as I saw that advertisement pop up, I thought, this is exactly what I'm going to see and feel when I watch this season over again at some point.
I've been waiting for them to have a luxury comp where they win the right to watch the first episode, but it hasn't happened yet. So
they're not going to punish these celebrities. They've already got them in the house. They don't need to do that. But, all right, so we're going to talk about the past two episodes. And right off the bat, I felt that the episode started off with a bang because, as we talked about before on our previous episode of House Party, was how was Brandy going to get around this rogue vote that she threw out? And, well, the answer was she didn't, because she just flat out said, oh, hey, I voted for Mark.
Right. So this was something that, you know, last episode I had said that I was glad she did. She threw the hinky vote. I enjoyed that move. I thought it was interesting because I thought she was doing it strategically, and I didn't think that she would immediately tell somebody that she did it. And it honestly seemed like she did it because it was just a sympathy vote last second, because she was just telling everybody right off the bat, basically.
Right.
And I thought it was strange that Ari like didn't, you know, trust her at all after she told her that, you know, like immediately afterwards.
Well, I mean, they kept saying, oh, we can't trust Brandy. But also, Brandy can't trust them now either, because not only did she tell Ariadna to not say anything, that lasted long. She told everybody in the group. Exactly. And then they all were like, well, you messed up, so now we don't trust you. And Brandy's sitting here like, guys, I didn't really do anything. It had no effect on the outcome, so what did it even matter? So I understand both sides, but at the same point, it's like, every person involved is overreacting.
Oh, big time. I mean, they were just throwing a fit about it because basically, you know, they looked at it as a trying to get the sympathy vote in from Shannon and the jury. But I mean, I would just have preferred she didn't say anything.
That would be the smarter move. But
even though James at least figured it out pretty quick that it was her.
But one thing that I noticed is that, you know, when they were, all of them were in the room together and they got into the argument, Brandy walked out upset, and then the other three joined her. But as soon as they joined her, the first thing Brandy said was, I just don't want to be in this alliance anymore. And no one said anything of it. But I would have took a step back and said, that's fine. You know, if you went ahead and said that, that's your true feelings, and we clearly don't want you in the group. But none of them did.
Well, I was glad she said that, and I was like, oh, thank God, she's going to be out of this group. But
they still took her.
You know, within 5 seconds, I mean, that was resolved, but it was, you know, on the other part of the episode, it was kind of bubbling up that there was this other alliance forming, and I thought that they could get Brandy on their side and then go against Ross and Marissa and Ari, but you know, that didn't really come into fruition. Basically, nobody likes Brandy at this point, which is, we'll talk about later on the second episode, but I mean, that doesn't seem to be really going anywhere.
Going into that HOH competition was actually pretty exciting. My girl, Omarosa, pulled it through. And
yeah, I mean,
she needed it. She had no other option. That would have been her up on that block. No doubt about it.
I mean, yeah, because they showed every single person was like they had the cutaway and they were like, I want this person and this person, but anybody basically except Omarosa. And then, you know,
they weren't shy about it.
Like flies.
But even I noticed, I would have been pissed, but when Omarosa and James were making the deal, which they were on opposite ends of the competition, so you know everyone heard every single word of that. But Mark yells out, don't do it. Don't take the deal. I was like, okay, well, you have no involvement in this, and you just showed your true feelings about that, so that's not smart about you. But again, it's Mark, and as we said from the very first episode, is that he has a large mouth and doesn't know when to keep it closed.
But, I mean, it's not doing anything to him. Like, he's going to the end. Like, if you ask me right now, things are changing every single episode. I did not expect the episode that just ended to end
exactly.
The way it did. So,
and
who knows what's going to happen. But for right now, I mean, Mark is not going anywhere. So I guess it's working for him. But
it's true. Yeah, this.
I mean, everyone was saying that basically that they didn't want James to take that deal. I mean, that was obvious enough. I mean, at least Mark was saying it out loud, but
yeah, but
I liked the two. I liked the idea at least of James and Omarosa forming an alliance together.
I did too, oddly enough. Cause I absolutely hate one of them, but it was nice to see, cause I think the smarter players were coming together and I thought, oh, this could be interesting. But just like every other alliance in this season, it didn't seem to last too long.
I mean, exactly. Like in the last two episodes, we've seen like three alliances come and go.
Yeah.
Just in 2 hours.
These people's
hours,
words
so
mean nothing.
It's preposterous.
Going into that, though, Omarosa did have another political convo. And as we talked about before, it's all about the advertising. But I will say that this one, I actually learned something from it. I had no idea that she was involved in any part of the Hillary campaign, that she was scorned by them. So I did find that interesting. Not that that had anything to do with the game, but it was interesting right. That they actually aired something that was newsworthy and I found interesting.
I mean, newsworthy
well,
sounds like a stretch.
Yeah,
I just
old news at this point, but I still thought it was interesting that it took me this long to watch Omarosa on Big Brother to learn a fact like that.
When she's sitting in the house doing nothing all day but talking about her career in the White House, I mean, you're bound
That's
to
true.
Learn something. And boy, did they find the time to edit it into the episode. Even on tonight's live episode, they were like, we got to take the time to have 5 minutes for the Omarosa story hour about
as
the
soon
White
as
House.
They started that segment, I realized exactly where that was going. But we'll get into that once we go into that episode. But I felt the same way. I'm glad you picked up on that too. And I found it interesting because in that episode, they started revealing a little more about the veto twist. And I thought that it was oddly placed that it just happened to be the week that Omarosa had won HOH. I felt like maybe that was another, you know, little nudge to, yeah, a little bit of nudge to Omarosa that they seem to be doing.
So you thought this was going to be helpful?
I did. I really did.
And what? How did you think that they were going to benefit her?
Well, to be quite honest with you, they never explained to the viewers what.
No, they didn't.
Right. You had to go on the website to understand what was happening. And I did not do that until right before tonight's episode, so I could be aware. But because I...
Right, but voting... So you didn't vote.
Right.
Voting was closed.
So stupid me just assumed that the show would explain to me what I was voting for. Not the case. So I just read up on it, and the one that won, the VIP, was the one that I would have voted for had I have the option to.
Yeah, I think I, it was 20 votes you could do. I think I voted 10 for the VIP and 10 for the diamond because the diamond's been a staple. So I just thought.
The third option was the spotlight, which made you have to use the veto. I thought that was stupid too. I thought, well, What's the matter?
Somebody's already going to use a veto, probably. Right. So,
but now we're just getting into the second episode. Let's finish. Let's just finish this episode and move on to that one, because that one's, this next episode that happened just tonight is more exciting anyway. The nomination ceremony when Omarosa picked, that was actually a very eventful nomination ceremony. She and all of her drama, reality TV glory picked Ross. And I loved the little argument and side note that, see, that's how you let someone finish with class. And I was like, ooh, I like this little, that this rivalry I could see going pretty far. I kind of hope that it does. The two of them.
So are you still on the Ross? You know, you still think he's playing good?
I'm surprised that he's still here. Had he have not gotten that veto, I think that he would have kicked the bucket.
Yeah, but I think they're the probably the biggest rivalry now that Shannon's
gone. Well, you still
got
Brandy and James. For whatever reason, they've never gotten along. True. I mean, that was like right from episode one.
The people on our teams, they're not going to get along with each other.
No. Man, and talk about my draft. I really need to learn how to pick up my my team is dwindling down already.
What do you have? Who's
two
you
left?
You got,
I have just Omarosa and Ross. And Ross. And that was my,
we're both underestimating.
I know. I know. She has lasted much longer than I thought she would have. Who would have thought the UFC champion would go home first? And then
I thought that?
I thought if there was a physical competition, he would be able to do something. Guess not.
No, they always get rid of the jock first.
I guess maybe if he had a personality, maybe he'd stay. But he didn't.
If only he had asked to leave.
Yeah. And that seems to be just this trend of all of them, just like having this inkling of quitting and being like, I just want to leave. It's like, guys, you are in this house for less than a month. Get it together. These regular contestants can be here for three to win the show. Suck it up.
I mean, really, 99 days, season 18. 99 days.
You don't think they missed their families or anything? They couldn't stick it out for less than a month? Get it together. Get off your high horse. One other note about this episode was I love that Omarosa just drug Brandy through the mud, which she nominated her to. She knew exactly what she was doing. Once Omarosa learned that she threw out that rogue vote, she wasn't going to let anyone forget that that was Brandy that tried to flip the table. So that was smart of her.
Well, I don't understand why she was so upset about that.
Who was upset?
Omarosa.
She wasn't. I think that was just playing it, just so she could be on the fighting side.
I mean, it makes no sense for her to want Brandy out.
Well, I think if one of those girls leaves, she could easily fill in that space in the, because Omarosa is well aware that they're an alliance, and so if one of them clears a vacant spot that she can easily slip right into and fill that void, have at it. That's smart.
Well, to me, it made more sense to use that moment to try and poach Brandy from that side and take her away from Ross and Marissa and just go for target the two of them because they're the most powerful couple.
Right. But at the time, though, she didn't need Brandy because she thought she already had with the remaining boys on her side, she would have had the numbers to do so since she was HOH and she could have been deciding de facto vote. But that didn't happen. And I guess since we keep leaning towards that, we should just go into tonight's episode.
Let's do it.
One thing when this episode started that I didn't notice before was when the show started, and they last time previously on Big Brother, that small wink that Omarosa gave to Marissa, I didn't notice that when it first happened.
I noticed that during the episode, and I didn't know who, it wasn't clear to me who she was winking.
Like, but everyone else clearly picked up on it, at least the people sitting in the house. And I don't, that's one move that I don't think Omarosa had planned at all. Yeah, just it was just a wink. Because I don't think, I mean, there was nothing there. And then after that little moment, right after the nomination ceremony, it was never brought up again. So I don't think anything really happened with that. I highly doubt that'll be brought up again.
Probably not. It seemed like something she was doing because she had gone to Marissa and Ari trying to see, like, feel out who should be the other nominee, and they kind of threw Brandy under the bus for throwing the hinky vote. And so I just assumed she was winking at Marissa to try and be like,
I got you.
This is why we're putting Brandy up. And then, I don't know.
My next note that I wrote down was, well, we mentioned that Twitter game that they created. My notes, I put Twitter game equals weird shit. Because that's, I mean, I guess if you have all that time on your hands, you got to make up something. But I just knew that was nothing but trouble. They should have known. Once they announced the premise of the game, I was like, oh God, you guys are going to be at each other's throats at the end of this segment. And of course, they were.
Yeah, and it was immediately like, what? Just tell us about your time in the White House. Like, you haven't heard it all, like, month long.
Yeah, Mark, like, wake up. And then Brandy had the balls to say, well, James, how's your alliance doing? I will give James this, though. He played it off nicely.
He's grown on me. I'm glad he's still in the house. He somehow has found his way to just staying in here.
You can't say that he's boring. You can't say he's floating. So I'll give him that. But I will say that he definitely developed, got a sweet spot for him, because he did join my girl Lady O, but even that alliance seemed to crumble.
Just a moment.
Crumbled already in that one episode time span that which it was created.
Yeah, because what we saw in this episode was basically James saying he didn't really want to work with Omarosa, and that he was talking with Mark and Marissa and Ross in the kitchen saying that they would be a good final four.
That's so, the thing though. He keeps telling people yes whenever he's given an offer to join them. He's told every alliance that's offered him a spot yes. And at some point he's going to be between a rock and a hard place, and that's what's going to screw him over at the end. I guarantee it.
I mean, you think? Because, I mean, he's been saying that's what he's going to be doing in the diary room, and he's been doing it, and it seems to...
At some point, people have got to compare notes. I mean, they're going to figure it out.
I mean, you don't think that's going to come back and get Ross?
You think... No, because Ross is aligned in a smaller alliance within the alliance that he's currently in. So I don't think that'll be brought up because it's not apparent. James, on the other hand, has his hand in everyone else's business, that if everyone just took a step back and realized, hey, he's talking to her and him and her, you're going to say, he's not very trustworthy.
I mean, I feel like people realize that, but I don't know. Maybe it's just not something they're wanting to pursue. Like,
I guess not. I mean, I guess I don't know when they're going to plan to strike, but they should probably do it soon.
Because Ross turned on Shannon, and he seemed more than ready to turn on Brandy. As we saw, he didn't want to use the veto on her. I don't know. I think people are going to start souring on him for doing that. And, you know, James hasn't really making any hard and fast deals with people. He's just kind of like, oh, we can make it to Final Four, Final Five. And then throwing it out the window like in 10 seconds.
I just don't know if that's strategy on his part or just confusion. Even he doesn't understand where he's going with it.
I mean, he's one of the stronger competitors, so I think he just trying to stay on top of having the numbers because he's a likely
speaking target. Of strong competitors, someone that from this episode I've realized or just solidified that is a weak player is Marissa. Even though I did state that I do believe that she has a strong chance of winning, she does need to learn to play with her mind and not her heart. Because when James offered her that deal to maybe, you know, we need to split Ariadne and let her go. And she was like, don't feel like doing that. Well, at some point you got to do that.
Yeah, she's like, I don't want to leave Ariadne on my own, out on her own.
That's the game, girl. You got to do it at some point.
Yeah, after they just discussed how she was like the smartest person in the house. Yeah, she has to
I think that was a mistake on her part, but I mean, not that this week clearly wouldn't have been the one to do it.
But yeah, I mean, Marissa's been dropping on my list a little bit the last few episodes.
Well, especially after the elimination tonight, everything's been switched around, but we still have a few more points before we get to that little nugget. I will say that the veto twist, I personally thought that's a very powerful game altering twist to have. I mean, that will have profound effects throughout the rest of the 6 days of this competition. Yes.
The VIP?
Yes, the VIP twist.
In particular? Well, I mean,
had this of.
Not really, because of how it was ended up being utilized.
That's true. Had it have been used.
I mean, it was basically.
It could have been dangerous had it have been used twice, I guess is the correct word.
Because had the people voted for the diamond power of veto, I think we would have seen potentially a different
right.
outcome.
But
probably not.
And I'm sure it's because it was live, but during that veto competition, I honestly, because it showed Omarosa running and the crowd cheering in the background, I thought that Omarosa had won.
Me too. When Twitter was blowing up on that, they were like,
because I saw
it was hilarious.
Yeah, I saw Omarosa run. I heard the crowd cheer, and then I hear Julie say, "Congratulations, Ross." So, well, that's not her name. You must have messed up, Julie.
it would have been a much better episode, I think, if she had won.
Have HOH and Vito.
Because I don't think we would have gotten the outcome that we did.
Well, no, because, I mean, she put him, I guess we'll just refer to him by name, she put Meta up anyway. So whether she had the power to take someone else off and put him there, I mean,
I don't think she would have changed the nominations if she had won. I think she wanted Ross to go.
Yeah, that would have been smarter of her, I would have thought. And honestly, because she was HOH and she could have picked who was the replacement, maybe it's just because I'm a heartless person, but I would not have put him up there. I would have told him to tough it out. You have 6 days. I would have said, tough it out. I need you as a number. Stick it out, play with the owl, and I'm going to put up someone else that needs to go home.
it really pissed me off. Like, it was such a, it was such an anticlimactic episode. Like,
fell.
Why would she do that? It makes no sense. Last episode, they spent like 20 minutes showing how she got all these numbers on her side.
Well, that's the thing, though.
And she puts him up just to go bye, leave the house. I don't need you anymore. Go kiss your wife in 25 different places.
I know, Cedric. She was oddly happy for him. And I was like, that's a number that you just lost. I would have been very upset. But also, I do think that was a very spur of the moment thing, because no mention of him being homesick again was made apparent. So I do believe that it was maybe like a today thing. So they didn't have, or not even today, but just a few hours prior, that they didn't have any footage edited to show, but they were all talking about as soon as he left the house, they were like, yeah, man, he was going through some tough stuff. Yeah, I'm glad that he left. He really needed to go. I'm like, what are you people talking about? Because I wasn't shown anything. I would have never thought that.
Well, I mean, he's been complaining for like 2 weeks about it, but then he sits in the DR and is like, I got to when he comes out in the end and talks to Julie, like, oh, they, you know, they really brought the competitor out.
I did not see that.
Me, and you know, I don't understand at
and
all.
And to be
when
honest with you,
you didn't
the audience
at all.
Reaction kind of felt that everyone else was thinking the same thing. Because it was like, I brought the competitor out to me. And there was just like, it's like still silence. You can kind of feel the confusion in the room. At least that's how I felt. I was like, everyone else has got to be feeling the same opinion that I have currently.
I mean, he played pretty poor game, but at the same time, when they were evicting him, part of me was like, man, they're making a terrible choice right now. This guy, they can get rid of him whenever they want. He is like, asking to leave, they can evict him at a moment's notice, basically.
The weak-willed.
I know. And that's part of me was thinking that. The other part of me is thinking that if you let him get to the end, like, he has a very, very good chance of winning in the final two, final three. Like, because I think basically anybody would be tempted to bring him to final two, and then he could,
I think he
could win a vote. So I don't know. I don't think they should.
That's why I was so surprised to see him leave. If he would have stuck it out for six more days, I could have easily seen him take home the second place, 50,000. Honestly.
Absolutely. Yeah. If not the win, you know,
you're already here for 20 days. Stick it out for six more. What's six more? They're still going to be there.
I know. And if you're thinking of evicting him, like, just keep him on board for at least the next eviction. Like, you can get rid of him whenever, as shown by this episode. You just stick him up there and it'll be unanimous. So I think they should have gotten out someone else this week.
Completely missed out on her HOH week.
Oh, I know. She was a total wash, which is why I don't understand why she put him up there.
Yeah. I mean, she could have put someone else up, and then Ross still had the power to move it again had he have wanted to,
which is what I think was what might have been causing her hesitation, was having to put someone else
have
up
another
who would that would be
more blood on her hands than needed.
Yeah, I mean, I and like, you know, he comes down and she puts up, you know, Marissa, or Ross is obviously going to use it on her, and then she's going to name another
she'll show all of her cards.
So, but I don't, I'm glad Brandy didn't leave. So that was good for me, but I don't know. I was kind of shocked because I was like, she's going to get evicted after Ross won. But then the whole
and that meta thing just happened just instantly. Just like, oh, meta wants to go home, so you're going up. As soon as Omarosa said, because you want to go home, I'm putting you up. I thought, well, here we go again. It's going to be another unanimous vote. Not a rogue vote this time. Brandy learned her lesson.
No rogue vote. It'd be too easy to find out now, but I don't know. The quitters this season, they're putting a damper on it for sure. I don't know how. They should have vetted these people a little bit more. They can't even make it a month in here. And it's just like, it's hampering the gameplay.
It makes me think what a celebrity survivor would be like. Lord, I mean, at least here you got all the food you want in AC.
Right. You literally just have to like relax for, I mean, it's vacation half the time.
And it's,
You were just eating food and sitting on the couch, like, and getting paid handsomely to do it.
Many, many wet dreams about doing that very exact thing of just wasting a month of my life away like that. But I guess that's not everyone's dream, so.
It's just like, what do you think that you're signing up for? Like, do you not know what the show is? I mean, I'm pretty sure they're clear with you when you're coming on, like, hey, you're not going to be able
to feed your kid breast milk
a month unchanged. Yeah, unless you, you know, have an asthma attack and go to the hospital, and then you can call your husband or, you know. That's the thing with Keisha. I don't understand. You have, she's a single mother, right?
That's how it was portrayed, I believe, yeah.
You have your first child. They're 1 year old, and all they eat is breast milk. And you think, hey, the best thing I could do right now is go on a reality TV show where I can't have any contact with the outside world for a month and a half. How was she even cast? I don't understand.
Yeah, I don't know what she was thinking of signing on the dotted line for that. Speaking of which, I was thinking about this earlier, because there is not, that we know of, a set price that they, or a stipend rather, that they have paid flatly for every person in the house, I would assume. So it made me think how much they are paying per house guest, because this would go along with how much they are swaying to Omarosa. Because she was so quickly added to the cast right after she left the White House, makes me think that they paid her a exorbitant amount of money, like more so than anyone else in that house. And that's why they're trying so hard to keep her, so they can get their money's worth.
Well, rumors are saying that they're all being paid like pretty well, like on the upper end, like 250K. They're all getting like 100K, something like that. So, and then on one of the evictions, Brandy said something when the picture was turning gray about them getting another 5K. So it sounds like every week or eviction that they last, they get a bonus. So, I mean, they're being paid pretty good.
Wow.
But that's what I think last time when Keisha was evicted, we were talking about, I think there's something like in the contract saying that, you know, if they quit, they don't get their full stipend or something. That's why they're like begging to be evicted when they want to leave rather than just walk in.
Yeah, that would make sense. But
I have no doubt Omarosa is
more so than the others.
For sure.
Yeah.
Probably.
I feel like that's an investment on Big Brother's part, that they were, because they were thinking of the headlines that they could pull out of her. So they knew.
Exactly. And it's no coincidence that she was on the like safety star that first night. That's not a coincidence.
As soon as Julie mentioned that, I was like, Omarosa is going to get this. They don't want her out. Yeah.
Because they knew that people would know who she was and that what kind of person she would be in the house, and that they would probably, you know, want to go for her right off the bat. So they're like, no, she's going to be safe.
The same thing with Paul. Anytime there's any villain character, they're always given just a little bit of an upper hand.
And that's how you start ruining a season, but luckily it hasn't.
No, it's been
too bad this season.
It's been more subtle than
it's been subtle.
Season 19. They were just flamboyant about it.
So what did you think about the veto, the voting in general? Do you think it was a good twist, like as a whole?
Well, obviously the one fault I had was that they didn't do a very good job of explaining what exactly we were voting for. But also, no, I don't feel that was the most efficient way. Where is the text vote? I think the text vote would have been much more useful than going online.
They wanted you to use the stupid.
Which, explain that to me, because they didn't explain that either.
I had to go on the website and understand all of this. They, you know, on those chat apps like Facebook Messenger, or I don't even know what else, they have, you can talk to the bots. It's like automated conversation. They had I don't know, you could talk to the big bro bot and basically you cast your vote that way. But then they also had, you could click through some links and you could get to the website where you could just vote the old fashioned way by clicking vote. But there's no, yeah, there's no phone voting, no text voting, like, or anything like that.
That's the most efficient way, because everyone's going to be sitting there with their phones in their hand. They're already texting during the show anyway, so might as well just type in the few digits and send out a name. It's another thing to go to the website, I feel like, and vote. That maybe that's just me, but that's how I feel about that.
They want you on CBS.
Get those advertisements viewed.
But I mean, I'm glad it wasn't a different twist with, I don't know,
more at stake. Yeah.
Viewer input or something. Like, it basically ended up being just a veto.
But like we said, so it could have been worse. But like, I would have rather, I miss the old days when we got to like pick the have not punishment. Like, are you going to have eels and egg salad? Like, I can vote for that, because that's not going to affect the game as much as what this could have. We got lucky, I think, because they didn't use it twice, like what was possible. But instead, we got just a one veto as any other. But that could have really messed up the game, in my opinion.
Yeah. I think they weren't doing things like the picking what they're eating this season just because they don't have time to show it on the episodes. I mean, they did this a lot.
That was more fan service than anything, I felt like.
Not this episode, but last episode. But yeah, I mean, exactly. I mean, they just don't have time on the episodes to do half the stuff. I mean, they're pushing it with the White House.
Oh, no, they'll make time segments for that. They paid money for that segment. I will say.
So what did you think about the HOH, the actual competition?
The competition itself?
Yeah, like the blocks. I'm sorry, the veto.
I was confused. At least when I was watching Mark and Ross make theirs, I kept looking at it. I felt like they had two of the same piece. Did you notice that?
That's what I did, because the head. At the end, I think Ross or maybe even both of them, yeah, they had the corner of the head on the other side. But I think what it was each block had two sides.
So they just had it flipped.
And so you had to figure out which flipped, how to flip it. And so that's what I think people were confused. Like Marissa was talking about, like, I thought it was the same on both sides. So, I think she finished it on one side, but it was like completely different on the other side. I don't know. I think they did it pretty quick, but some of them were really struggling.
Yeah, I don't know what the hell Meta was doing.
He was just wanting to go home. He didn't want that. Did you hear what he said? He was like, if I win the veto, I nominate myself.
Okay. See, I just thought he was trying to be funny. I just kind of rolled my eyes at that. See, we didn't know this. Okay.
I mean, he might have been, but I mean, he wanted to go home, clearly, so.
Yeah. But, I mean, we finally learned how this season is going to schedule out, finally. We realized that they're going to have a top five going into the finale with a double eviction prior.
Yeah, this was about what we expected, I think. We knew a double was going to be in there somewhere, and I had figured that there would be at least four or five people going in the last.
That's going to be a busy finale, though.
For real, yeah. Yeah. I think it's just 2 hours, isn't it?
Same as in the other. So, are we doing a triple? I guess they usually go in with three, so they would do a double eviction. Do you think? I mean, they surely couldn't do all of those competitions in one episode.
Well, maybe they'll go in with five people and the first eviction will be like pre-recorded segment, and then they'll do another one and then they'll have three people, and then they'll do one really quick, like, quiz type competition where the winner will take pick who goes with them.
Same.
Because I don't see them doing, I mean, that's a lot, that is a lot of competitions, so.
But. But
they definitely have to do a double. That's on Saturday, right?
The next live episode.
Right. What's on Saturday?
They did not. Well, maybe that's the finale pre-recording that you're talking about. Maybe that would help. That'd probably make more sense. Just to do a full week tape.
I don't know, because she said Sunday was the finale.
Maybe they'll do like HOH and Vito, and then eliminate right off the bat. They'll leave us.
Maybe, yeah, that's probably, you're probably right. They'll go into the Sunday
since it's the next day. Since it's Saturday and then Sunday, they might as well just leave us hanging for a few hours. And
yeah,
I could see that happening.
That'll probably be it.
Being as that we're only 6 days from the finale, do you want to go ahead and change your guess or keep your guess of who you think will win it all in the end?
Oh man, I don't even know who I picked, or I don't even remember, but who knows at this point? I mean, they're willing to throw meta out right now. Man, Ross, he's been playing pretty good, but I hope that these people are smart enough to get rid of him by Friday, at least on the double. I think Mark, I think Ari
might have the best chance. Can you imagine if the only person that we did not pick for our draft ends up winning? I'm going to feel so stupid.
I have a feeling it could happen. Definitely. And they're right. She's smart.
If
so, I think Brandy could keep going, but I don't know. I think she's losing some goodwill definitely around the house, and she's not very good at competitions.
For right now, I'm going to stick with my pick for Marissa. Mm-hmm.
Oh, you think Marissa? Okay. So you think Ross will get evicted before Marissa?
Yes. Yes.
Do you think there's a situation where they are in final two together?
Well, I would say if they were smart, no. But like we said, if they're going to get rid of meta like that, then these people aren't exactly the brightest bulbs in the box. So I wouldn't count on it.
Do you think James has any possibility of being in there?
No, I think he'll stumble on finale night. I think he'll be just shy of making it.
Probably. I mean,
I think if he made it to the final two, I think he could win. Yeah.
I think he'd win.
Now that I think about it, I don't think there's many people.
You know, unless he's like with. Against like, I don't know. I don't know who he'd lose against, except because they were gunning for him right in the beginning. So him sitting there
exactly the night, and then he'll also have the argument that, you know, at one point I was in an alliance with every one of you, and all of you were just too stupid realize that.
So yeah, I think a lot of people got a good shot. I don't know. It's gonna get crazy. I mean, 5 minutes, you know, an hour ago, I'd have said meta would be in there, but
and that's just that just puts the whole season summed up right there. Is that this season has been definitely unpredictable. I've definitely learned to expect the unexpected in this season alone, because every episode the house just twists in a new direction that I didn't expect it to go. You never know what's going to happen. Every elimination I have, besides Shannon's, all the other eliminations have been surprising. I did not expect them to go the way that they have.
Yeah, I mean, and the only and Shannon's, that's why those episodes were bad, because we knew she was going home, and, you know, they spent two episodes basically doing it, and it was like 3 hours long.
They finally stuck to their guns and actually something that they set out to do, because these people, I don't know what it is, their attention spans or what, but they just can't seem to finish a mission that they start.
No, they really can't. I mean, two episodes ago, or even just one episode ago, James and Omarosa and Meta were in an alliance.
Now she was now? Smiling and patting him on the back as he walked out the door. So who knows? Maybe she has something up her sleeve. We'll see.
Yeah. It's a mess out there. We have no idea where any of this is going, but we only have like 5 days left, 6 days. So yeah,
we'll find out for sure.
I guess we're going to see. One way or the other.
All right. Well, before we do sign off, I want to say that we do have some big things planned. So people listen, stay tuned. Well, I will say that we have a past house guest coming on the show to join us. And I won't reveal who that is just yet, but it'll be fun.
Yeah, we got some special guests. You know, it's two people's not a party. Three people.
That's house party. You
know, we're going to.
It's a house party.
It's a you have house to plug party. The yeah, show. You can't have a house party with two people. That's just.
All right. Well, we'll be back to cover the next.
We'll be back. The next, we have an episode Wednesday.
Friday.
We have an episode
right.
Friday, correct. Saturday, and Sunday, correct? All right. And right now, we're probably going to record on Friday. So yes. I would assume that would be the next.
So we'll be back on Friday.
All right. All right. We will see you guys then. Thanks for listening.